It's Nick Mesny here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 1-0 defeat at Llandudno. Andy, a frustrating way to lose your 100% record there today.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's when you're as comfy in the game as what you were. You know, I mean, it's as good a start as what we've ever had. Just coming here, or probably, you know, in a long time, with six corners in the first 20 minutes. We're totally dominating, we're bossing the play. And then, you know, Mike Pearson makes a poor decision. You know, for somebody of his experience, he shouldn't be going to the ball there. He should have just taken the space, the lad will knock it, he'll deal with it. But, you know, we've got punished for that. They didn't score from the penalty. And then we're so comfy in the game. In fact, we've hit the crossbar. You know, again, we're asking the questions. We've got the shape right. And then we go and make another error, you know. And that takes away, really, it glosses over what was... which was, you know, a fantastic effort from the players to stay in the game. You know, it's very difficult coming here. You know, you come up with a game plan and it goes out the window after 20 minutes. So you try and shuffle things around, you try and change it, to try and get yourself a foothold in the game. And we did that, and we're so comfy in the second half. They're getting frustrated, they're kicking balls out of play, they're not getting anywhere, and then, you know, we make a terrible decision again, which has really cost us. You know, so. On the downside is obviously we lose the game. You know, I don't know how long we'll lose Mike for. I don't know if it's one game or two game. But, you know, on reflection, we probably deserved a point for our effort and our endeavour. But if you're going to make mistakes like that, you're not going to, you know, you're going to lose games of football.
You talk about shuffling the pack there. You did it quite quickly after the sending off. You brought on Michael Bukari. He had a pretty good impact for us on his debut there today as well.
Yeah, Michael will cause problems. Michael's still got to learn what I want from him and his role and responsibilities within the team. But, you know, just as in a direct threat, you know, he will cause the opposition problems. Again, it's very difficult for people that actually carry the ball, like your Ryan Wignalls and Michael Bukari's, because, you know, I think I heard somebody say last week that, you know, we have that many 3Gs now. There has to be a sprinkler system. There has to be water on the pitches because, you know, it's so dangerous when it's that dry as it is today. You know, people have got sore knees and people are struggling, going to run their ankles because the ball won't roll, so it gets stuck. You know, it's really difficult, and it's difficult for both teams. But, you know, it wasn't a day for anybody who likes to dribble the ball. It was always going to be a fighty, scrappy game. And we started the game so well, as I've already said. You know, we were so positive and, you know, corner after corner, attack, shots. And then, you know, just for the life of me, I can't work out the decision. But, you know, I'm sure you'll learn from it.
Next week, I'm sure you'll be hoping for a similar start to the game as in our corners and attempts on goal as we head to Dumbarton for the Iron Brew Cup.
Yeah, of course, Nick. You'll take that in any game. Any game this season, if I can go into a game away from home and dominate for 20 minutes and get six corners, you know, I'll take that any day of the week, you know, and we'll do the same next week, hopefully. You know, we've had somebody up there watching them today, and, you know, it's an opportunity for the lads to go and represent the Welsh League and give a great account of themselves, and we will next week. You know, we'll brush ourselves down after this and, you know, look at it. You say, let's look at things, what we could have done differently, but when you're down to 10 men, you know, you're really hoping for an opportunity, you're trying to kill the game, you're trying to make it difficult for them, which we did, and we did it really well, you know, but for a couple of really poor decisions today, which has cost us.